When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, I got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Yes, for the very last time, Jai is leaving us. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How about yourself?
Yeah, good. We were just having a bit of a chat before we got on air about, we figured out you've been doing this for about 6 years with us.
Yeah, I think so.
That is unbelievable.
It is, isn't it?
You're in high school when you started this.
Yeah.
Now you're ready for retirement.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Good stuff. Yeah, look, it is the final. We will continue talking about fishing in another format. We'll introduce that next week, but for now, we'll talk about the latest gadget. We get through the spots, but Jai will talk about where to go fishing across the weekend in the Peel. And Jai, let's start with the land-based.
So for the land-based guys, wading in the flats in the estuary, have produced still some nice-sized cobbler around, and there's also been some good prawns.
Yep.
In the cut, there's been herring, tarwine, and some skippy. The herring have been on the small side. I went down during the week and I couldn't find many big ones, but when you do, there is plenty of them to get a feed. And there's some good reports of salmon getting caught off the ocean ends.
Yep.
In the Mandurah Channel, there's been whiting, herring, salmon, trout, some good to medium-sized tailor, and also some skippy as well. Down the beaches, the southern stretch is still fishing the best. I haven't heard many reports up this end.
Right.
It's been good numbers of salmon. I got into a few salmon with one of my good friends, Bailey, yesterday. Got about, I think we hooked four or five. They were only really taking bait, but there was good numbers seemingly coming through. So
okay, yeah,
that'd be the best stretch to fish down that way. And there's also still been a few reports of some good-sized snapper getting caught in the Preston White Hills area.
Right.
The crabs, yeah, it's really towards the end of it now, but you can still go out and get a feed. On the warmer days, you'll find drop netting, you'll still be able to get yourself a good feed.
Yep.
It, for the boaties, hasn't been the greatest weather, but it looks like this weekend is going to be spectacular for it. If you're going to be fishing shallow on the 5-fathom or the James Service, anchoring and burling, there's been good-sized jewfish and big snapper to be caught. And if you're going to be fishing a little bit wider, there's been jewfish, snapper, breakseagot, and some big bulging groper as well. And on the way out wide, there's been some good schools of southern bluefin tuna.
Fantastic. There we go. All those details will be on our website shortly at 917thewave.com.au. Mate, have you got a gadget for us for this week?
I do. It's the Samurai Reaction 151. I've spoken about Samurai rods in the past, but this is a brand new model. It was only released about a month ago.
Right.
I got it when it was first released. Favourite rod I've ever owned. It's
oh, really?
It's a rod I mainly bought for like whitey popping and flats fishing. It's 7'4", really light in the tip. If you're looking for a rod of kind of the best of the best, this is the rod for you. It is absolutely amazing.
Right.
Couldn't recommend it any higher.
Samurai Reaction 151. There you go. A good gadget, a good rod that the Jai recommends. Now, speaking of fishing, you're heading off up north again to Shark Bay, your favourite spot for a bit of holiday fishing up there.
I am. Yeah, I've got 2 weeks up there. Can't wait.
Good stuff, mate. Just on behalf of everyone at the radio station and listeners, thank you so much for the last 6 years. And people don't know that you've given your time to do this, bar getting an orange juice out the fridge every week. That's the only payment you've received for doing this. So you've done it off your own bat, and we really appreciate it, mate. Thanks
no
for your
worries.
Time.
Thanks for the opportunity. It's been great.
Good stuff. There we go. It's the final Real Fishing Spot with Jai Sheridan, 917 The Wave.